Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. I just have some exciting housekeeping to address before we start on this episode. I have started a YouTube channel, where there will be fortnightly YouTube-exclusive videos released that will include photos, maps, and news clips. My amazing partner and I have been working towards this for a few months now, and we are still learning what we are doing, so please be kind. But we would appreciate it if you head on over and give our first video on the murder of Lily Peters a like, and subscribe to the channel. This all will allow me to share more of the stories you want to hear. This week's story is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Natalie for bringing Lola's story to my attention. This is actually my first story out of France. Again, disclaimer, as I do whenever I try my hand at a foreign language story. I mispronounce simple English at the best of times. If you could only hear me record an episode, I repeat most sentences a number of times. Now, I've taken all efforts to pronounce names and places correctly here, but I know I'm still going to get them wrong. There is no disrespect. Please be kind in the comments and with your reviews. This is also a developing story with Lola's killer still awaiting her day in court. I would assume the delay is because of ongoing psychiatric evaluations. There have been 2 in the last 2 years, and we all know the wheels of justice are slow. Hopefully, by the time I put together my update episode in September, there will be justice for Lola and her family. October 2022, Paris, France. Delphine and Johan Devier were waiting for their daughter, 12-year-old Lola, to return home from school so they could start their weekend. But after hours passed without a sign, they called the police. It wasn't until a homeless man found a blood-stained crate in the courtyard near the apartment was everyone's worst fears realised. This is Lola's story. Lola Devier was born July 18, 2010, in Béthune, France, to parents Delphine and Johan Devier. She was the baby of the family by a long way. She was a surprise baby, with 2 older brothers already grown and living on their own when Lola was born. And she was given every luxury the parents could, even though Delphine and Johan were working as caretakers for several apartment buildings. They saved and managed to buy several homes of their own. 2 houses in a nearby village, and a mobile holiday home. October 2022, when our story takes place. 12-year-old Lola was attending the Georges Brassens School, only a few blocks from the apartment building located in the 19th arrondissement in Paris, France, a building where Delphine and Johan were caretakers. Lola had a busy life, between school and gymnastics. She was a talented acrobat, winning a national championship the summer before she was murdered. Not only that, but Lola would often go to the kindergarten next door to her home after school to help out with the younger children. Lola was a natural, and she wanted to work in childcare when she grew up. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors. In every great true crime story, there's always a turning point. The moment someone decides to change course. Well, here's a chance for a turning point of your own. Meet Foom, the flavoured air device designed to help you ditch the bad habits and feel good about what you're reaching for. There's no nicotine, no vapour, no batteries. Just an awesome design and flavours like crisp mint, black licorice and peach blush. It's a smarter, guilt-free alternative. Foom really makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Foom comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for distressing and anxiety or while breaking your habit. And that's something that really made Foom appealing to me. I am a nervous fidgeter, especially when I'm researching or thinking about how to put my thoughts into words. Playing with my Foom really helps me center my focus. I'm also a massive fan of the mint flavour, but also super keen to try black licorice. Yes, I'm a weird person that loves licorice. So I will check back in with you in a few weeks for my review on that. Foom has already helped over 400,000 people take steps towards better habits. And now it's your turn. To kick off the new year, use our code STOLEN to get a free gift with your journey pack. Head to tryfoom.com. That's tryfoom.com. Use code STOLEN to claim this limited time offer today. October 14th, 2022, 4 p.m. Delphine was concerned as her daughter hadn't returned from school, and she wasn't at her normal after-school hangout, the kindergarten, that had already closed. It was not like Lola to wander off. She was always home by this time, face covered with a book or doing her homework. Johan had the idea of checking the building CCTV footage. That way they could see if Lola came home first. She always would before going back out to the kindergarten, so she didn't have to carry around with her the heavy school bag, or maybe just to grab a snack. And there on the CCTV footage was Lola at 3:15 p.m, as she always was, walking through the front doors of the building. She was dressed in an all-white outfit, white ripped jeans, a white long-sleeved t-shirt and white sneakers, her school bag on her back. But curiously, behind her walked a woman that neither Delphine nor Johan immediately recognised. She seemed to converse with the 12-year-old, the woman not all that much bigger than Lola, wearing a green hooded top and light trousers. The two walked off camera quickly, so not much could be gathered where they went or even if they walked off in the same direction. It wasn't clear. But it was enough to concern Delphine and Johan that at 5 p.m. they reported their daughter missing. Delphine also posted a desperate appeal for help on social media, posting an image of Lola with a message, quote, "Our daughter Lola was last seen at 3:20 p.m. in the company of a woman we do not know at our residence," unquote. Police immediately commenced their search for Lola without much success. Nothing except for signs of a struggle in the basement of the building. And this was not a good sign for investigators, because they would find duct tape and a box cutter, both having traces of blood. As the hours passed, the investigators became less and less confident they were going to find Lola alive. 11:30 that same night, a homeless man contacted police to report he found some strange items left behind in the area where he normally bedded down for the night, in the courtyard next to the building where the missing girl lived. Two pieces of carry-on style suitcases and a plastic crate. Both were stained with blood and smelt strongly of bleach. Police obviously went to investigate, and when they opened the crate, they found a bunch of coloured fabric on top. Once that was removed, they found the tortured and mutilated body of 12-year-old Lola Devier. Lola's face was covered with the same duct tape found in her family's apartment building's basement. Her feet and fists were also bound. Lola had suffered several deep cuts to her throat. However, that would not be the cause of death. That was determined to be due to cardiorespiratory failure, with signs of asphyxiation and cervical compression. Lola had multiple other injuries to her face. There were signs of a sexual assault. But what caught the investigators off guard were post-it notes placed on the sole of each of Lola's feet, written in red with the numbers 1 and 0. Police wasted no time in announcing they'd made an arrest. Seriously, it appears that French police are just built differently, because they were all over it. making arrests all over. The homeless man was detained in the hopes that maybe he knew more, and given he was a transient, there was a concern there he would just disappear and they wouldn't be able to find him again. Ultimately, though, he couldn't tell investigators anything more than he already had, and he was released. But the very next day, October 15th, 2022, police would announce they arrested 24-year-old Algerian national, Dabia Benkrid, her sister, 26-year-old Freya Benkrid, and an unnamed third man, all in connection with Lola's murder. Now, there have been reports of more being arrested, but I think, like with the homeless man, this was more like they were brought in for questioning and then it got lost in translation that these people were arrested. These other people aren't involved, and they were released without charge. Regardless, Freya lived in an apartment in the same building as the Deviers, and Dabia matched the description of the woman, seen not only with Lola on the CCTV footage, but also leaving the apartment building 30 minutes later, carrying two heavy bags. And then eyewitnesses would confirm seeing Dabia leaving the apartment building, pulling a container, and then acting incoherently in the street. The woman allegedly asking a woman for help in exchange for money for an organ trafficking affair. Other eyewitnesses would place Dabia with a blood-stained plastic crate at a cafe, drinking coffee and eating a croissant, as if nothing had happened. All signs of a suspect who was psychologically disturbed. We can work through the man arrested fairly quickly. He would admit he saw Dabia struggling with a plastic crate and the other bags, and he gave her a ride to the Devier's apartment building. And then he would organise a lift ride for her for after this. Given his role in this was before a crime actually happened, and there really isn't any evidence he was aware of any of the horrors that were about to happen, he would ultimately be released without charge. And honestly, we can also work quickly through the sister suspect, Freya. She wasn't at the apartment building at the time between Lola going missing and her body being found. She had an airtight alibi. However, her sister had access to her home. You see, Dabia was homeless at the time. She would sometimes stay with Freya and other times with a family friend. In fact, Dabia had been staying with her sister so often. She approached Delphine and asked her for an access card to the building. But since she wasn't a tenant and wasn't on the lease, Delphine declined. Something that Dabia did not take well. Freya would later tell police that Dabia had been making incoherent statements the day before and on the morning Lola was killed. And that just leaves us Dabia. And since she was the one seen on the CCTV footage and seen with a plastic crate, police were very interested to hear her version of events. According to Dabia, and between this version of events and later, Dabia made varying statements, switching between admitting and then denying the facts of the case. During the interrogations, Dabia would state that remembering the crime felt like a dream. And then at points, she blamed the crime on an armed stranger or even a ghost. But police do believe Dabia's original confession is close to what actually happened, as it is supported with the forensic evidence they have in the case. On the afternoon of Friday, October 14th, 2022, Dabia saw Lola entering the building and asked the 12-year-old to buzz her in, telling her she forgot her access key. Lola had seen Dabia around, so she had no reason to question her story. At some point, Dabia forced Lola in the elevator and took her up to her sister's apartment. Inside, she forced Lola to have a shower, after which she then sexually assaulted the little girl. Dabia tried to cut Lola's throat, but when that didn't kill her, Dabia then suffocated her with duct tape covering her nose and mouth. She couldn't explain what the 1 and 0 on the post-it notes meant, however. When shown photos of Lola in her official police interview, quote, "It does not make me hot or cold. I too was raped and I saw my parents die in front of me," unquote. Now, Dabia does not mention anything about organ trafficking to investigators, and considering Lola wasn't missing any organs, this isn't believed to be the motive. Instead, at this stage, it is believed Dabia to be psychologically unstable. So, who is Dabia Benkrid, and what led her to abduct and murder 12-year-old Lola Devier? Allegedly. Everyone deserves the right of innocence until proven guilty in a court of law. Now, with that disclaimer out of the way. Dabia was born in Algeria, and she was raised in a devout Christian family. She had arrived in France in May of 2016 on a student visa. This expired August 2022, but Dabia failed to leave the country. She was stopped at Orly Airport and detained on August 20th, 2022. She didn't have a valid plane ticket or valid identification. It's really not clear why she was even there. but she was released under an OQTF, which gave her 30 days to leave France. Now, according to what I've read about OQTFs, they are notoriously ineffective, and only 1 out of 10 are actually followed through with. That significant number of untraceable illegal immigrants, with Algerians being among the nationalities most likely to abuse the system. Darbia's sister Freya would later tell police that Darbia was always causing some sort of trouble for her and the family, that she thought she was bipolar, that while Darbia had no criminal record during her time in France, one particular incident was uncovered by the news media, July 2019. Darbia physically assaulted 2 medical secretaries after she was asked to pay for her appointment. But Darbia refused to, as she said she did not receive the service she wanted. She ended up being escorted off the premises and she threatened to come back, one secretary having to take leave from work due to her injuries. However, it seems no charges were laid. October 19, 2022. The prosecutor's office indicted Darbia with the murder and rape of a child under the age of 15, involving acts of torture and extreme violence. Darbia remained in the psychiatric ward of Frenzy's prison awaiting trial. She has had 2 psychiatric evaluations in the 2 years since the murder, and it has been determined that while her judgment was not impaired at the time of the murder, Darbia does suffer from a personality disorder, one that is characterised amongst other things with a lack of empathy. On the same day Darbia was arrested, her sister Freya was taken into police custody on charges of overstaying her visa. She was deported back to Algeria in December 2022. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Following Lola's murder, conservative and far-right critics alleged the government was not doing their part to stop illegal immigration. But French President Emmanuel Macron was very vocal that this criticism was unfounded. Lola's parents, Delphine and Johan, would release statements ahead of Lola's funeral, asking these groups and politicians to stop using their daughter's murder to promote their own agenda. Because there were these protests in the streets of Paris with billboards showing Lola's face, which would have been incredibly confronting to her family, who were trying to deal with their grief of losing this incredible girl in such a horrific way. In using Lola as the face of anti-immigration groups, it really took away from this little girl being murdered. Everything else is irrelevant in that moment. To create this fear of immigrants, it was more damaging than achieving anything. And Delphine and Johan didn't want their daughter's image to be used in that manner. Quote, "In the midst of the fear and pain we are experiencing, we wish for peace and meditation to mourn. For Lola's memory, we hope that the various ceremonies will take place in the spirit of serenity and calm, far from political and media agitation. We are under the desire for information to understand the incomprehensible, but it must be done at a respectable distance." Unquote. Lola's funeral was held at Saint-Omer and President Macron would attend, publicly stating that he condemned the crime as an act of extreme evil. Lola was buried in the northern French town of Lillers, her mother's hometown. "I cannot imagine the stress and guilt and grief losing a child can cause to a relationship. And as is the way in many missing and murdered children's families, Delphine and Johan would divorce. Johan had previously been an alcoholic, but had not had a drink in many years. But the loss of his daughter and then his marriage was just too much for him to bear, and he fell deeply back into his addiction. Heartbreakingly, on February 23, 2024, Johan Devier would die from cardiac arrest due to complications from alcohol abuse. However, many believe he died of a broken heart. Lola Devier would later be described by those who knew and loved her as just a happy little girl. She was friendly and driven, always giving her all to everything she tried her hand to, whether that be her schoolwork or her gymnastics. She was the love of her family, the one that held them all together, and their lives were never the same again after she died. Lola will forever be missed, another life taken senselessly and far too soon. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. We are now on YouTube. 2 episodes a month where you'll get an exclusive video including photos, maps and news clips. We are still learning what we are doing, so please be kind. But we would appreciate it if you head on over and give our videos a like and subscribe to the channel. This all will allow me to share more of the stories you want to hear. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.